And I looked, and behold, the Lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his name and the name of his Father written on their foreheads. And I heard a sound from heaven, like the sound of many waters, and like the sound of loud thunder. And the sound which I heard was like harpists playing their harps. And they sing a new song before the throne, and before the four living creatures and the elders, and no one was able to learn the song except the 144,000, those that were bought from the earth. These are the ones who have not defiled themselves with women, for they are virgins. These follow the Lamb wherever he may go. These were bought from among men, first fruits to God and to the Lamb, and no lie was found in their mouth. They are immaculate. And I saw another angel flying in mid-heaven, with an eternal gospel to announce to the inhabitants of the earth, and to every nation and tribe and tongue and race, saying with a loud voice, "Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come, and worship the one who made heaven and earth and sea and springs of water." And another angel, a second, followed, saying, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great, who caused all the nations to drink from the wine of the passion of her fornicating." And another angel, a third, followed them, saying with a loud voice, "If anyone worships the beast and his image, and receives a mark on his forehead or on his hand, also he shall drink the wine of the passion of God, mixed undiluted in the cup of his anger, and he will be tormented by fire and sulphur in front of holy angels and in front of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment goes up for ever and ever, and they have no rest day and night, those who worship the beast and his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name." Here is the endurance of the saints, those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying, "Write, blessed are the dead, they that die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, so that they may rest from their labors, but their deeds go with them." And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and sitting on the cloud, one like a son of man, with a golden crown on his head, and a sharp sickle in his hand. And another angel came out of the sanctuary, crying out with a loud voice to the one sitting on the cloud, "Swing your sickle and reap, because the hour has come to reap, for the harvest of the earth is dry." And the one sitting on the cloud threw his sickle over the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the sanctuary in heaven, also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar, the one who is in charge of the fire, and spoke with a loud voice to the one with the sharp sickle, saying, "Swing your sharp sickle and cut the clusters of the vine of the earth, because its grapes have ripened." And the angel cast his sickle to the earth, and cut down the fruit of the vine of the earth, and threw it into the great winepress of the passion of God. And the winepress was trodden outside the city, and blood came out of the winepress up to the bridles of the horses for 1,600 stadia.